Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I am so blessed and so grateful that you're with me today, mostly because you're studying the Word of God. You have interest in it. You want to know what God is saying to you. And as we study the Bible together, we both learn what God wants us to know about Himself, about His Son Jesus, about His ways to live in this world. And so I'm just excited today that you are interested in the Bible. Perhaps you're listening for the first time. God wants to have a personal relationship with us. And He does so through His Son, Jesus. And He invites us to read His Word to understand how much He loves us and cares for us and wants to have this personal relationship with us. I invite you to pray along with me as we do when we begin every one of our Bible studies together. So if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful for Your Word. We never want to take it for granted. We realize it is a blessing to us. And so today, as we study Your Word, we ask by Your Holy Spirit that You would guide us into Your truth and that You'd help us to live according to that truth by Your Spirit as well. Lord, we just want to commit ourselves to You, to humble ourselves before You, and to learn from You today. And we do this in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is Going Before His Sheep. It's taken from the book of John, chapter 10, and verse 4. John the Apostle wrote how Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that enters not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbs up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that enters by the door, in by the door, is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out." And in chapter 10 and verse 4 of his book, John wrote how Jesus said, when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them. Where we read, "And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." The verse reads, "And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes before them." John began with the words, "and when," which means "and at the time and moment he puts forth his own sheep," or the shepherd drives, compels, and commands his own personal four-footed tame animals that are accustomed to graze. He goes before them, which means the shepherd departs and leads in advance and prior to the sheep. John shared how Jesus spoke of the way the shepherd departs in advance of his sheep and leads them. The verse goes on to say, "And the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." John continued with the words, "And the sheep follow him," which means "and the four-footed tame animals that are accustomed to graze accompany and come alongside the shepherd, for they know his voice," or because, since, and on account that the sheep perceive, understand, notice, and discern the shepherd's sound and tone of uttered words. John shared how Jesus said the sheep that belong to the shepherd accompany him because they know his voice. When we think through John's words in this verse, we learn how the shepherd leads his sheep, even as Jesus leads his followers. Jesus calls to his own, and he leads them. They follow him because they know his voice. Jesus desires to be the shepherd of every person, and when they yield their life to him, he becomes their great shepherd. They listen to him and go where he leads and do as he gives instruction. In other words, they have a personal relationship with Jesus. This is God's desire. He wants to have a personal relationship with every person. And when we believe and trust in him, or his son Jesus, as our personal Savior and Lord, he will call us, lead us, and give us instruction to fulfill his perfect plan for our lives. Eventually, we will be in heaven with him, where we shall spend all eternity. Oh, that all who read and hear these words would become the sheep of the great shepherd Jesus. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "A stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.